Mr. Williams, you brought up the group philosophy, group mentality. You've seen it from both sides as a legislator as well as now on this end. Compare and contrast the observations about how the Ingham system may have approached you when you were in the legislature to how it's being done now.
Well, I was in the legislature for almost 17 years, so I saw several different sets of leadership go through and approach the legislature, and it was noteworthy to me when Chancellor Sharp came on board that there was a concerted effort to have a unified voice, and I think it's a big ship. It takes time to turn those kinds of things. And I think what you've seen this session is the culmination of what he's been trying to accomplish since he came on board, and that is to get us to all pull together. And I think it's essential that that happen. I don't think there was anybody working at cross purposes, but it's good if we all have the same message and it's consistent. And I think there's been a big emphasis on that. And as the chancellor pointed out, there was a lot of preparation time that went into this. We weren't flying by the seat of our pants. We knew what we wanted to talk about. We had talked to legislators about it before. And it takes, it's like drinking from a fire hose when you're on the other side. You're getting a lot of things thrown at you. And to have a consistent message that's there over and over again. And an experienced government relations team who's really done a good job. And I think what the chancellor's done is given us some direction and some focus on what we needed to do. And I think it's been helpful to the system. But ultimately, it's going to be helpful to the people of Texas and to our students and to the taxpayers who fund these things. That's what this is all about in the end. And that's a unique way of looking at it from this side. And so I think that's important, and I think it's appreciated in Austin.
There's one other group that we ought to recognize and thank, and that is Aggies that get involved in political campaigns. And there were tons and tons, as Mike knows, and all these folks know, of Aggies that participated in campaigns financially and otherwise that didn't do it as an architect or as an engineer. They did it as an Aggie. And that did not go unnoticed. There were millions of dollars that were raised in for different candidates and things like that, and people that they supported, members of the Chancellor Century Council, a whole bunch of folks all over the state of Texas that, by George, when we asked them to call a member of the legislature, those calls went immediately. And it was a group of people that weren't newcomers on the scenes. They had been friends and been supporting those folks. So one of the things that has happened is we gathered all of those folks, identified all those folks, told them what was going on in engineering, if they were interested in engineering or interested in A&M. And whenever we needed them, those calls were made, and it had a big impact.
Yes, it did.
And was that more important because you had a new governor for the first time in forever and a new lieutenant governor for the first time in forever, and the turnover that occurs in both chambers?
Yeah, it all looked good to me.
I think it was a successful session. You know, I'd contrast it this way. There was no one who was more surprised than I was when they signed died and called the session to an end at the middle of the day. That didn't happen in the previous 16 or 17 years. So they ran, the trains ran on time, and that's a good thing.
I think the message that Texas can send to higher education all over the place is that just look at what's happening at LSU, look at what's happening in schools in California and different places where professors are not being funded, research projects are not being funded, and the doors are open for Texas. Record funding, brand new research outfit that Michael worked a lot on, where A&M and Texas no longer have to share, and the University of Texas no longer have to share their research money with other universities, and it was increased. The university research initiative that the governor, all of a sudden, we send a message to professors in agriculture and engineering and everything else all over the United States. If you don't like the way you're being treated, we're open for business. Come here. And so, just as in the past, they spend a lot of money enticing business to come here. this governor and this legislature is spending a lot of money enticing professors and great faculty and staff to come here because they know that if they do, the business is going to follow.
And have those pitches already started now that the governor signed that?